not going to be planted there. On Horticulture Weekly, I'm keeping you updated with what Dovercourt Club members have been up to and with their learning in the teaching garden. Every week, we explore gardening, environmental science, and agriculture. I'm your host, Emily. It's fall now, and people all over the provinces are shutting down their gardens, digging up their annuals, trimming back their perennials, and putting out pumpkins to decorate for the fall. But here at the Teaching Garden, we're taking advantage of the cooler weather to do one last round of planting. How do we plan on getting that second harvest to work? And how can you get it to work in your own garden? Through the power of hot and cool crops. Hot crops are your basic summer and early fall harvest. They are plants, like tomatoes, zucchini, eggplants, and pepper, that thrive in the hot Ontario summer. Many of them are tropical plants brought to our less than tropical climate. Because of that, they start to droop as fall gets chilly. We've already harvested most of our hot crops at Dovercourt, but there are still a few persistent tomato plants hanging in there, which is great news because our members love the tomatoes.
Do you want to tell me a little bit what you have learned so far in the garden?
That squirrels will dig up garlic if you don't dig it deep enough. And that you have to water plants the right amount.
What can you do with your garden when it's too early or too late to plant hot crops? Cool crops like lettuce, peas, broccoli, and chard are much happier in the spring or early fall garden. If you plant them when it's too warm, they start to put out flowers and get bitter really quickly. This process is called bolting. Right now, we're taking in a beautiful arugula and kale harvest, and the peas should be ready any day now. But what about late October and November, when it really starts getting chilly? What can you plant that'll hang around after the first frost? Your best bet is going to be root vegetables and hardy greens, like the ones we put in at the teaching garden. Root vegetables, like carrots, radishes, and beets, grow most of their edible portion under the ground. They actually taste better after a slight frost because the plant starts storing more of its sugars in the root to keep them safe over the winter. You'll want to pull the vegetables before the ground freezes all the way through, but the early nip of winter won't make these tough veggies inedible. Besides, root vegetables like radishes are quick growers. The two heirloom varieties we're growing in the teaching garden, Easter Egg and Cherry Bell, can grow in less than a month. They come in crisp reds, creamy whites, and rich purples, so they can bring flavor to your eyes as much as your plate. Hardy greens, like cabbages and kale, can stand up to the winter chill above ground. They're very fussy about heat, but they can take cold like a champion. At Dovercourt, we're seeing the first sprouts of our red Russian kale, and we've just planted seeds for our two winter kale varieties. Our members are a big fan of the dinosaur kale especially. If you're dreaming of a cold weather garden, there are a few tips you might want to keep in mind. Using a cold frame or row covers to protect your plant can help stretch out your growing season a little longer. We'll be putting up translucent row covers over our late harvest to stop things from freezing right away. If you're planning on doing some container gardening, you'll want to be more careful about what you plant because small pockets of dirt in pots freeze way easier than a big chunk of ground.
How does the garlic smell like or look like? How does it feel when you touch it?
It smells kind of like an onion, I guess kind of. And it's white. And it's white. I definitely have some at my house.
Finally, don't be discouraged if your first cold weather harvest doesn't work out. The conditions can be trickier than a summer harvest, especially if the ground freezes earlier than expected. We've had our fair share of challenges and mistakes at the Dovercourt Teaching Garden, from fungal infections to overwatering, but the most important thing is to keep trying. And that's it, friends. I really hope you enjoyed learning about Dovercourt Club's Teaching Garden. Thank you for tuning in today, and join us next week for another exciting episode. Please follow us on social media at Dovercourt Kids, and sign up for our emailing list on our website to stay up to date about programming. P.S. Our after-school program will be back.